This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today's news about the Treasury Department selling off its stake in AIG is perhaps an unwelcome reminder of the way in which taxpayers got its stake in AIG, a financial crisis the likes of which this country hasn't seen in 80 years. Scott Nelson talks about that crisis and the eight or so other big ones we've had in this country since we've been a country in his new book. It's called, wait for this, you're going to love it, A Nation of Deadbeat. Scott, welcome to the broadcast.
Thanks so much for having me.
I wanted to take issue with the title for a second.
Yes.
I get that it's provocative and you got to sell books and all that stuff. But the fact of the matter is that the way this country has grown is by borrowing, is by credit, is by leverage, if I could use a dirty word.
Yes.
And it's a little tricky to say, well, maybe we ought not do that, right?
No, I think it's you're right. I had my own reservations about the title. Yeah. Nation of Deadbeats, partly what I'm trying to call attention to is precisely what you say, that the U.S. could not have existed as the U.S. without lots and lots of borrowing. The U.S. separates from Britain in the Revolution and then borrows from Britain and the rest of Europe for 200 years. The U.S. could not have settled in California, could not have settled in Texas, it could not have done any of the expansion that took place so rapidly without a great deal of borrowing. The thing is that we don't pay. And there are lots and lots of times where Americans don't pay. And those are the crises that are at the heart of not just the American economic system, but at the heart of American politics.
Yeah. What do you think of the of what has happened since 2007, 2008? We had a financial crisis started largely in this country, which has turned into a sovereign debt crisis largely in Europe.
Let me go back to another panic I think that's a whole lot like this one. That's the Panic of 1837. In that one, it's cotton that's the central problem. Lots and lots of people default on these as cotton prices drop, they default on those debts. There's a massive collapse. The way that a bunch of states in the United States back their way out of this crisis is by issuing lots and lots of sovereign debt. And now, as the first payments are due, it's become clear that those debts are not payable. And what happened in the U.S. is that seven or eight states all defaulted in 1841. John Quincy Adams was very angry about Mississippi's not paying its debts in 1841. And he had suggested removing all U.S. gunboats from the Mississippi River to allow British creditors to send in their own gunboats and collect
the
debts
great.
That
that's
Mississippi
great.
Wouldn't pay.
Wow.
And that's the same crisis that we're seeing in the EU now, is Angela Merkel and others saying we have an EU, we have the euro, but we have this sort of semi-sovereignty.
This is a historical book. It's a survey of America's financial disasters. And if you read the list of them in the introduction to this book, there's a whole bunch in the 1800s, and then there's 1929, and then there's nothing until 2008. I mean, you'd have thought we had this figured out, right?
You'd have thought. And I think that that's part of it, that long gap between 1929 and 2007 led lots of economists to believe that they had figured it all out. We just need to do this. We just need to do that. There are simple things that resolve these financial panics. So there's no reason to study them anymore. Anybody kind of trained after, say, 1964, 65 in economics doesn't really know anything about the other financial panics. It's not taught anymore.
Well, you know, the one that most people have studied, including, by the way, Ben Bernanke, is the Depression and 1929. He wrote his PhD thesis on that famously.
Right.
And those are the comparisons we've heard for the past 4 or 5 years. Are those apt comparisons, though?
No, 1929 is a terrible model in a way for this crisis. What we had in the U.S. was lots and lots of consumer debt, lots and lots based in the U.S., lots and lots of foreign lenders. But all the other crises that we've had in the United States, all the other financial crises, have been American borrowers and lenders, mostly in Europe. And that it's mostly been consumer debt that's been at the heart of those crises. So 2007 actually looks like every other crisis except 1929.
Yeah. Scott Nelson. His book is called A Nation of Deadbeats. He teaches history at the College of William and Mary. Scott, thanks a lot.
Kai, thank you so much.